American Dream Home Improvement, Yelp Review, Isabella T., Kansas City, KS. I am beyond done with this company, and it makes me give them a star. We had a massive storm in our area, and I happened to be outside walking my dog when my neighbors up the street were talking to a gentleman in a truck. We started the process, and it took 6 weeks for them even to touch my house. Since that time I have crews quit, people from the crews break into my garage and the neighbor's vehicle, I have had my house leak due to a rainstorm and no protectant on my house. The company has since closed my account. I have sent pictures and police reports to numerous of their customer service reps with nothing being done. 5 months later the job still isn't done correctly, and no one has been out to fix it. Never go with American Dream Home. October 5, 2016. Jeff emailed me after this review. We chat about the options for my home and how to get this done properly. Said he would reach out when he had a date to get work done. My husband and I asked that no action was taken on our house without someone present due to the break-in previously. Spoke with Mark in the service department, scheduled an inspection at our home on the 22nd of October. This is 1 week and 4 days before we are supposed to go on vacation. Something that has been communicated since the beginning of this project in May. October 7, 2016. I received an email from Rebecca stating that they wanted payment. I called the office, spoke with a customer service rep and told them that we would not pay the balance without work being finished on our home. October 18, 2016. Spoke with someone to confirm appointment on the 22nd. October 19, 2016. ADHI called for full payment on the job. October 22, 2016. No one shows for the inspection. October 24, 2016. Email Jeff and called to let him know that this was unacceptable and I was concerned about the timeline of the project. October 25, 16. Called 5 times, disconnect 4. Left another message for Jeff. Joe emails me that he needs a quote that was already given to Nick to close our account. October 26, 2016. ADHI calls for payment. October 27, 2016. ADHI calls for payment twice. Jeff emails and states that the crew will be at the house Friday to get the job done. October 28, 2016. ADHI calls for payment, explain situation, say they note the account. The crew comes to the house, is here most of the day. I say that it looks okay, but the final word will be my husband. Husband comes home and finds issues in the job done. November 1, 2016. Get email stating that the account is still open and needs to be closed. November 2, 2016. Jeff emails states that we need to chat about the remain issues. Let him that we are leaving next day for vacation. November 3, 2016. My family goes on vacation. Call to let Jeff know we are leaving and that we can resolve it when we come back on November 13, 2016. October 14, 2016. Call and leave a message for Jeff. December 10, 2016. Call and speak with a customer rep, explain the situation. I am told Jeff no longer is on our case and that she will have to do some research and will get back to me. December 12, 2016. Rep calls me back, states that she cannot discuss our account with me, that it must be with my husband, provide his information and lunch break time. No one reaches out to him. December 19, 2016. ADHI calls for payment. December 20, 2016. ADHI calls for payment. December 21, 2016. I call and provide my husband information again, no one calls him. December 22, 2016. ADHI calls for payment. January 5, 2017. I call to see when we can schedule an APT for the account manager can speak with my husband. Spoke with Heather. Was disconnected, called back, spoke Bethany. She said that Nick or his supervisor could call and set up a time to look at the house with my husband, as the final call will be his, since he works during business hours. I asked if Nick and or his supervisor could make an adjustment to the account. She said that they could come out and take pictures with Dan and we can go from there. Bethany said that she would reach out to Nick and let me know.